Gaffers and Sattler, California's leading manufacturers of gas appliances, present.
Thirty Minutes in Hollywood, starring George Jessel with Norma Talmadge in Tin Pan Alley. And bringing you through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the guest appearance of the celebrated team of authors and composers, Bert Kalmer and Harry Ruby. Also, Miss Lee Wiley, one of America's most charming singers of songs. And the popular comedian of radio and screen, Patsy Flick, with Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell, and the wonder child, Josephine Starr.
Tommy Tucker and his boys open George Jessel's office in Hollywood.
Oh, hello, Jessel 30 Minutes in Hollywood. Amy talking. Oh, yeah, we publish songs now. Oh, you a songwriter? Well, what's your name? Jerome Kern. Have you had any experience? Old Man River will recommend you. I'll ask Mr. Jessel if he knows him. Goodbye. Hello, Jessel 30 Minutes in Hollywood, the music department. Amy talking. Who? Who? Hold the wire. Mr. Jessel, it's long distance.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Jessel, you wanted on the long distance. I think Germany is calling.
Germany is calling me? Oh, have they got the wrong number? Oh. Hello? Who? Berlin? Oh, Irving Berlin. Oh, wow. Yes, I'm in the music publishing business. Well, I'm sorry, Irving, but I'm not putting anybody on right now. I'm sorry. Says he wrote Alexander's ragtime band. Why do I need that? Hello? Hello? Yes, Mom, this is George. Oh, how do you feel? Oh, is that so? Did the doctor treat you this week? He didn't? He just charged you like he always does. I see. What's all the excitement around there? Oh, your neighbor's daughter's going to Atlantic City for the beauty contest. What's her name going to be? Miss Litvak of 1922. Well, that's a good name. Well, I'm very busy. You see, I'm in the song publishing business now. You say Anna's fella is writing songs, too? Well, that's fine. Has he sold anything yet? My piano and my overcoat. Say, look. You say you're reading where Vincent Lopez wants to change the words of the Star Spangled Banner? Of course, everybody don't know it yet. You tell Lopez to leave it alone. It's still number one on the World's Hit Parade, believe me. What? You heard a beautiful song last night that you think I should buy. Well, how does it go? Try to hum it for me. No. It isn't Rose and Bloom, I love you. It's Rosalie, I love you, yeah. Well, I'll hear it and call me back later.
By the light of the silvery moon, your silvery beams will bring love dreams, we'll be cuddling soon. By the silvery moon.
Put that moon in the sky just to work its miraculous charms. It isn't fair. Who put it there without putting someone in my arms? Who left me all by myself to sit around and wonder who left me up on the shelf? Who is responsible for that blunder?
That moon in the sky just to frown and look down from above.
Oh, it isn't fair. Who put it there without giving me someone to love?
Ah, moon of my delight. Ever since the world began, the most unfortunate of all beings is the one who has lost in love. And it has been the same throughout the ages. As Shakespeare said, a gloomy peace this morning with it brings. The sun for sorrow will not show his head. Go hence to have more talk of these sad things. Some shall be pardoned and some punished. For never was there a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo. And even in this literary day and age, it's still the same. Hiya, honey. What do you mean keep me waiting, stand here for an hour like a dope?
I can't help it how you stand. Why don't you be yourself?
Oh, say, listen, you know I'm crazy about you. Remember the first time we met? Had the moon turned down in full, it was some night, believe me, I'll say.
Oh, you talk like people in a magazine. Say, I'm giving you the air. I want a more hotcha, fella.
Hotcha? Well, Amscray, I'll be seeing you, I'm afraid.
When the moon comes over the mountain, it isn't fair. Who put it there without giving me someone to love?
Norma, dear, what are you doing here so early?
Oh, I just thought I'd come over and help you arrange your music department.
Oh, that's swell to help me out. Now, what's the first thing you'd suggest?
First, I suggest that you get a man secretary.
Oh, that's ridiculous, darling. I'd look fine with a man sitting on my lap.
What kind of songs do we intend to publish?
Oh, I'm glad you said that we, honey, because now that you're going to be my partner...
Wait a minute. Not one cent.
All right, skip it. But I intend to publish theme songs. Nobody should be without a theme song.
Oh, George.
Yeah.
Here's a letter from a chap who says he's a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs a theme song. What'll I tell him?
Oh, tell him he should sing I Keep Open Nights and Give a Gold Filling. That'll be good for a dentist.
Good afternoon. Jessel's Music Publishing Company.
Yes, miss. What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to get a theme song. I've been married 6 times and I'm going to be married again tomorrow. Now, what's a good theme song for me?
You better sing I Love a Parade. That'll be good for you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
George, here's a man says... Since his wife's been seeing Robert Taylor on the screen, she pays no attention to him at all. What should he sing?
He should sing, Oh, There's a Lull in My Wife. That'll help him, okay.
Well, there's a lull in this office. I want to ask you something. Where were you when I called up this morning?
Oh, this morning? I was very busy. I was bothered watching some people across the way. Honey, they're always petting. I never saw anything like it, and I'm going to have them stop.
Where are they?
Come here, dear. See, right through this window. Look over there, see?
I don't see anything.
You don't? They just stand on this desk like I do every way. It's disgraceful.
Oh, George, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
It's disgraceful. I never saw such a dirty window as this. I tell you what you do. Send for a window cleaner right away. You call up the Atlantic Window Cleaners. The number is Gornisht, 8614.
Well, here I am, Mr. Fussell. Am I late?
Well, who are you?
You sent for a window cleaner, don't I?
Why, yes.
Well, what did you expect? A fan dancer?
Now, wait a minute. Are you from the Atlantic Window Cleaners?
Well, certainly. Can't you read? Here's the name on my coat.
Let's see. That doesn't say Atlantic, it says Pacific.
Pacific? No wonder I didn't get paid for 2 years.
Pardon me, mister. What's your name?
My name is Nikolaus Stanislaus Papa Pay Your Taxes.
I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
I'm sorry, too. I got it.
How do you spell it?
Well, let me see. Spell it. Papa Pay Your Taxes. It's P A Peep Peep. A, double peep, where was I?
Between peeps.
The first peeps or the last peeps?
Stop peeping already and start cleaning the windows.
What do you mean, stop peeping? That's why I'm a window cleaner, because I like to peep.
Oh, you do, huh?
Nevertheless, Mr. Whatever Your Name Is, that joke you just told, I heard 4 weeks ago on the Jolson program.
Well, kid, what's good enough for Jaslyn is good enough for me.
Is that so? That's a nice fellow you are, a window cleaner, and he steals jokes, too.
Look who's talking. I at least clean windows. What do you do besides? Let me tell you something, Mr. What is your name,
kid? What difference does it make to you?
Don't talk when I'm interrupting. I want to know who to send the bill to.
Just send the bill to Mr. Jessel.
That's okay.
Jessel? Is that Jessel? George H. Jessel, the Toastmaster?
Yes.
Can you manage that? Well, say, you're good enough to be Greek. You know, the Greeks are the greatest toastmasters.
They are, is that so?
Sure, Bora Toastmaster.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the way you speak. It is always high-class things. You're a great philosopher.
You're not the only one that thinks so.
That's very nice of you both.
Say, you know, she's a smart kid. She's got brains, and besides, she's beautiful. How's about producing me to her? Go ahead, Fossil. Fix me up.
Listen, never mind that, Fossil. Do you realize this lovely lady happens to be my wife?
What? This beautiful kid is married to a guy like you? Can you manage that? Come here, Tooch.
What is it?
I sympathize with you, kid. I got married for spite, too.
Listen, Flake, just because you're here for nothing, don't add so many new lines into this script, will you, please?
Burn, you forgot more than I ever know, you dope. You know, Tooch, you got beautiful eyes.
You're very nice to say so. But don't you think you ought to start washing the windows?
Why wash windows when there's so much to be done? Huh, sweetie pie?
Now listen, are you going to clean these windows or not? Don't forget the worm turns once in a while.
What's the difference? You look the same on both sides. Anyhow, before I'm going to clean the windows, first I got to know who's going to pay me.
You'll have to take my personal check.
Your personal check? Okay, kid. Bounce it over.
Come in. Do you want your windows cleaned? You should. They're filthy.
Say, who is that guy?
He's a window cleaner, too.
That settles it. If he's a window cleaner, I'm going to open up a flower shop. With Park Yukakis.
Oh, do you know Park Yukakis?
Do I know him? I'm his uncle, Alter Karkis. So long, Coach.
Goodbye, Patsy Flake.
Yes? Jessel's Music Publishing Company, among other liabilities. Yes, I think we can accommodate you. Hold the wire. George.
Who is it, dear Tchaikovsky?
No, silly. It's somebody who wants to borrow our song demonstrator.
Good. Send him over Little Josephine Starr.
I suggested that, but he says he never heard her sing in English, only French, Italian, and Spanish.
Is that so? You tell him that even though Little Josephine Starr is not quite 8 years old, she sings in many languages, and she'll sing in English right now, The Moon of Manacora.
The best way to avoid those unpleasant and annoying winter colds is to accept our invitation to become one of the many warm friends of the Gaffers and Sattler circulating gas heaters, the one heater that warms the entire home. Every corner evenly and properly heated, all sizes, all styles, and all prices from which to choose. Regardless of the fact that these circulating heaters are inexpensive to buy, Gaffers and Sattler have maintained the highest quality of material and workmanship. They are finished with durable porcelain enamel and trimmed in triple-plated chromium. The new Gaffers and Sattler circulating gas heaters are designed to fit into almost any decorative scheme. Buy one of these splendid heating appliances from your nearest Gaffers and Sattler dealer tomorrow. Each one is guaranteed by Gaffers and Sattler, California's leading manufacturer of gas appliances.
You're listening to George Jessel, 30 Minutes in Hollywood. We're in the music publishing department.
Music publishing, honey.
And we're still waiting for the window cleaners.
Hey, Miss Talmadge, I think they're here now. Here's their card.
Let me have that card. Let me see. Window cleaners, music publishers, and songwriters. Bert Calmer and Harry Ruby. Well, send them in.
Window cleaning's not a job to rave about.
It won't get you in the Hall of Fame.
No one ever looks at you or points you out.
And the papers never print your name.
But it's interesting just the same. Every morning we begin on the outside looking in. You bet we see a lot while we massage the window pane. Out the window we would go if we told the things we know, but we're too wise to scandalize. From gossip we refrain. As an occupation, our vocation may be very low and mean. We are not afraid to work, we're paid to keep the windows clean. But we know lots of married men who'd be single once again if we told what we see while we massage the window pane. Every morning we begin on the outside looking in. From sill to sill we work until no flecks or specks remain. On the bedroom windows we use most of our energy. We never go until we know we have not worked in vain. Polishing the glasses for the masses isn't what you call ideal. Even though it's not a cinch, it's got a lot of sex appeal. But we don't want to advertise. Why should we put husbands wise? If they were wise, there'd be no guys massaging.
It's fine, but you know, you fellas are late.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Jessel, but we had to work a little overtime across the way.
Across the way? I didn't see anybody cleaning windows when I looked over there before, but I did see some people petting.
Well, we were working from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, even that shouldn't make you this late.
Oh, we would have been here sooner, only we couldn't get out of the restaurant.
You mean you couldn't pay your check?
No, we had to close up. It's our restaurant.
Oh, you're in the restaurant business, too. But when do you get time for that?
Well, we're not at our furniture store.
You also have a furniture store. Say, where do you get all the time?
From our clock store.
You sell clocks, then?
Sure, we're so busy that we had to put on a couple of extra hands this morning.
Mm-hmm. My grandfather told me that joke.
Yeah, well, we sell grandfather's clocks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's after we get through at our clothing store.
You have a clothing store, too. When do you sleep?
Well, when we're not in court trying cases.
What, your lawyers, too?
Yeah, we're going to sue you.
Sue me for what?
For not paying it.
Well, how do you know I'm not going to pay it?
We're fortune tellers, too.
And if you say what you're thinking, we'll punch you in the nose.
That is, if we're not busy writing songs.
You write songs as well, and who sings your song?
Our stars.
Oh, your agent.
We're agents.
Yes, of course, I expected that. Well, look, boys, I'm in the market for songs. How about some samples?
It's okay with me. Our sample case is right outside.
Well, I'll have it brought in right away.
You don't have to bother. She can walk in by herself.
She?
Yep, she's the classiest sample case you ever saw. She's got her own individual style. On Broadway, they call her the foremost song stylist, Miss Lee Wiley.
Did I hear my name mentioned?
Well, if you didn't, you missed your cue. I'm Mr. Jessel, Miss Wiley. This is Miss Talmadge, and of course, these gentlemen you know, your managers, Calmer and Ruby.
How do you do, gentlemen?
Well, glad to know you, miss. What was the name, please?
Wiley.
Interesting name.
Yeah, I've heard it someplace before. Oh, yes. Living the life of Wiley.
Welcome to Texaco Town.
Say, Lee, I'd like to have you sing some of our songs.
That's right. What was the first big hit that you boys wrote?
It was Who's Sorry Now, wasn't it, boys?
That's right. Oh, you remember the time we wrote that, Harry?
Why, what happened?
That was the time I put the banana peel at the bottom of the stairs, and you slipped on it and broke your ankle.
Yeah, remember how we laughed? Sing it, Lee.
Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now?
I tried to warn you somehow. You had your way. Now you must pay. I'm glad that you're sorry now.
Now tell me, boys, what was the next big hit?
Well, I think a song called I Love You So Much. Remember the day we wrote that, Bert?
Do I remember it? That was the day I was taken to the hospital.
You threw a lighted cigarette into an open manhole.
Yeah, then like a chump, I tried to step on it.
That's right. It was 2 hours before the ambulance came. I thought you'd never live. Sing it, Lee.
I love you so much. I can't conceal it. I love you so much. It's a wonder you don't feel it.
Say, boys, what about a song that you wrote under more pleasant circumstances?
Under more pleasant circumstances? Oh, yeah, that's the day we wrote Thinking of You.
Thinking of You, yeah.
Thinking of You?
Yeah.
Oh, why, of course. You remember that, Harry. That was the day you fell into the steamroller.
Sure, I remember. I got my suit pressed for nothing.
Sing it, Lee.
Why is it I spend the day, wake up and end the day, thinking of you? Oh, why is there no other one, ever since I've begun thinking of you?
You know, boys, you wrote the song that was the first of the boop boop to doop kind of song. Just when did you write that?
We wrote that the day we died.
Oh, for sing it, Lee.
I want to be loved by you, just you and nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone.
Say, boys, there's one song you've left out, and it is one of the biggest hits of any popular song that I recall. I remember the first time I heard it. It was 1929. You remember how broke we are? I had 3,000 shares in Goldman and Baggs, and the brokers kept calling for margin. I didn't have a quarter.
That was the day I fell asleep in the dentist chair, and he pulled out all my teeth.
Well, I had the winning ticket on a sweepstakes, but my wife tore the ticket up the day before.
Sing it, Lee.
Reasons Gaffers and Sattler year after year have continued to be California's leading manufacturers of gas appliances is that they're constructed to help make California homes happy homes. And that reminds me, we have a very good friend of yours with us today, Norma Young, nationally known authority on happy homes and star of the radio program of that name. Norma, what is the secret of a happy home?
Well, Jimmy, I imagine you also mean happy homemakers, so I would stress the kitchen. For instance, the modern stove has a temperature control. It's a far cry from the old days when a homemaker, after having the oven on for some time, would put her hand inside, count 10, and if her hand wasn't scorched, the oven was ready for the cake. Then there's the clock control, which enables her to put the dinner in the oven, go shopping, or attend a club meeting. And the dinner cooks while she enjoys freedom. the homemaker wants a stove with automatic oven lighting and the new type Econo Flame Burner for the low-temperature cooking and canning.
Well, you're right, Norma, and everything you've said in favor of the modern kitchen appliances can be said of Gaffers and Sattler. But just before the program, you told me something else that I think is very important, and which is so true of the name Gaffers and Sattler.
You and I know, Jimmy, that the average homemaker does not understand the mechanicism of either the range or the refrigerator. All she wants to know is, will it do the work? And it's for this reason I do urge homemakers to purchase a reliable make from a concern who will stand in back of their guarantee.
And that naturally means Gaffers and Sattler. Thank you so much, Norma Young.
Hello. Jessel's Music. Who? Mother Jessel? Oh, hello, Mother. How are you? You're suffering from something? What is it? You can't sleep? You've got insomnia. Did you call the doctor? You did? And when he came, you couldn't see him? Why not? You were asleep. I see. How's little Willie doing in school now? Let me talk to him. Hello, Willie. What? The teacher asked you what a cannibal was and you didn't know? That's very simple. A cannibal is a person who lives off other people. No, not Anna's fellow. Think hard now. Suppose you ate your mother and father, what would you be? An orphan. Put Mother back on. Hello, Mother. What? George? Yes, he's right here.
Oh, Mom. What? Last week I sang your version of By Me, Mr. Shane. And your neighbor, Mrs. O'Neill, wants to hear it again? Okay, play it, boy.
Bei mir bist du schön, die kannst nicht verstehen, aber bei mir bist du schön, ab dir mich quält. Bei mir bist du schön, bist teuer und klein, bei mir bist du schön, ich such der Welt. Ich kenn dir so beautiful, nur was du bist. In aller Sprache meint es nur, wie schön du bist. Die kann's nicht verstehen, aber bei mir bist du schön. Rajin kiss mit Mandeln, das will sein dein Beruf. Und jetzt, mein Kind, tis Zeit zu schlafen gehen.
Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, everybody.
George Jessel's 30 Minutes in Hollywood with Norma Talmadge has presented the same galaxy of personalities. Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell and the wonder child Josephine Starr. Guest artists were the noted songwriting team of Bert Kalmer and Harry Ruby, through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and the celebrated song stylist Lee Wiley and the popular comedian Patsy Flick. Next week, George Jessel will have as his guests two stars from the current stage play hit The Women, Miss Lois Wilson and Miss Laura Pierpont. Be with us then in George Jessel's office. The doors will be open at 3 p.m. 30 Minutes in Hollywood is a presentation of Gaffers and Sattler, California's leading manufacturer of gas appliances.
Heard on this program were the selections Moon of Manacora from Hurricane and True Confession from the show of the same name. 30 Minutes in Hollywood originates in the Don Lee Studios in Hollywood. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.